Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It wasn't very good, so we just got to get together this afternoon, figure it out, and try to be better tomorrow.
That was Bill O'Brien, very salty, very short with the media, as I had kind of predicted he might be as I was watching. And I wasn't alone. Like, we were all watching this going, wow, this is not a very easy practice to watch offensively right now. The offense was not good at practice today. The follow-up question to O'Brien, what made this practice particularly poor?
I don't know. Ask them.
How about that?
I don't know. Ask them.
Woo!
Salty. I am guessing the meetings this afternoon had a tone to them that players are not going to like.
I don't know. Ask them.
Yeah. That's got to be frustrating, because here's the thing for me, just in observing these practices, and again, I'm just observing what we see out there, and I know that there's a whole lot more that goes into making the sausage than just what we see out of practice.
Yeah.
But the practices we watch, ain't a lot of hitting going on. You know, there's drills, there's positional drills, and it's hot out there and whatnot. But it doesn't come close to, it honestly doesn't come close to what we used to see like 10 years ago out there or 8 years ago out there.
And those days are over.
Yeah, and it's just different. And so to me, there's almost got to be, I would think with a guy like Bill O'Brien, who I think has a bit of an old school gene to him, but I think he has an old school gene, but he understands kind of
right.
Nowadays
he's
how you
got to
run things. He's not, and he's a player's coach, but there's got to be part of him that's like, when they go out and have a practice like they did today, it's like, hey, man, your job has not been exceedingly hard so far this training camp. I know it's hard and the average layperson couldn't do it, but you guys are trained to do this. I say that only going off of what we've watched, because I know these guys work their ass off in the weight room. I know that the weight room has been a big deal to this team this offseason. You know, the training, the weight room, it's now the quote-unquote sports performance center. So, I mean, I don't want to make it like all these practices, like this isn't hard work, but it's not like, compared to what it used to be, it's not nearly to the level of physicality. So I feel like some of that with O'Brien has got to be like, hey, yep, man, like, it shouldn't be
you
where
this
you're this
tough.
Off. Yeah, yeah. You know, I feel like there's part of that. I don't know. Ask them. Like, that's
yeah.
little it's, animosity.
It's been a very happy-go-lucky sort of preseason so far,
right?
For the Texans, and my guess is that O'Brien doesn't like happy-go-lucky in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I don't.
I think he thrives when there's an edge to this team and to his relationship with the players. Not
yeah.
that they don't respond to him, but I think he likes the edge. And I think anytime he senses things are going a little too smoothly, or guys might be taking things a little bit for granted, or maybe not working as hard as I would like to see them work, you get what you got today, which I think is good.
Yeah.
I think it's a jolt. It's a jolt.
Yeah.
It's an instrument O'Brien uses
yeah.
From time to time to get his team's attention. And I think it works.
Teaching moment, whatever you want to call it. But I look, if you're O'Brien, the one thing you don't want, and I know we're not even to preseason week two yet, so I don't want to overblow this thing, but for O'Brien, like, just any hint of complacency or, a lack of energy or a lack of juice, especially coming off of an off day yesterday, and you had a pretty light practice on Saturday. These guys practiced an hour today. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't what it used to be, even under Kubiak, like 5 or 6 years ago, where you practice
no.
10 straight days and it's in the sun and it's 2.5 hours. Like, these guys, they got it pretty good comparatively football wise. And my hunch is that there's some of
maybe too good in O'Brien's opinion.
Yeah, at least that's maybe how it looked today. The timing, man, the timing was so bad offensively today with the quarterbacks and the receivers.
Yeah.
Not good.
The minor roster tweak I referenced before the break, I think actually was made official yesterday. DeAndre White, the receiver from North Shore, he's been let go. They've picked up a kid named Quan Bray, who was undrafted out of Auburn a couple of years ago, has
yeah.
spent some time in Indianapolis, and also was in Buffalo last year when Brian Gain was there.
Okay, well, there's a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly a return guy, so I'm guessing he'll get an opportunity to show what he might be able to contribute in that area. Less of a receiver and more of a return guy, so we'll see if he factors it all into their plans.
A little competition for Tyler Irvin, who's gotten all the reps at kick and punt returner.
Yeah.
Significant reps for this team so far.
It's a minor move. We'll see if it turns into anything significant.
Yeah. Another Auburn receiver. He and Sammy Coates can go War Eagle all over the place together. Saturday was a better practice. O'Brien was in a better mood after Saturday's practice.
Well, the fans were there, right?
Yeah. The fans were there today too.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, today was them.
Oh, is that a hotkey now? I was at practice on Saturday, and I went to O'Brien's little press session after. I was there today at the press session as well. We didn't get as much of a chance to get questions in because he was like, "All right, we done? Good. All right, see ya."
I don't know. Ask them.
Yeah. But I was proud of myself with the question that I asked him on Saturday. I got the all elusive. I'll let you hear. Does the cut have my question in there, BMac? It does.
I was sent by Ryan. He says it has that's a great question.
It does. Okay. My question was, and I feel like this is a good question because I feel like you and I were asking ourselves this, Rich, as we were at training camp in West Virginia, is how the hell do you evaluate offensive and defensive linemen when they don't have pads on? Especially because they haven't had pads on for most of the preseason so far. And so that was my question to O'Brien. And he thought, I mean, just listen to his voice. You can tell he thinks it was an amazing question.
That's a great question. I think the big thing in these practices is obviously assignments. You know, let's make sure they know up front with no pads on, you know, with the shells on. Let's make sure they know what the call is, who's setting with them, who's helping them, who are they comboing with, all those different things. And then you're looking for technique. You can really evaluate technique in these practices, especially coming back to Houston, a little bit hotter than the Greenbrier. How many guys are able to mentally, you know, on every single play, be able to use the proper technique and do it, you know, down in and down out on a practice like this? So there's a lot to evaluate there, but it's definitely different than if they had pads on.
Thoughtful answer to a really, really great question by me. And you're
sounds
welcome.
Like you bonded.
You're welcome to the rest of the Houston media out there who've been wondering, how do you evaluate offensive linemen without pads on?
Well, they only got 19 snaps as a unit in the first game at Kansas City. That, right. I think we can expect that to go up against the Niners, and then in the third game as well, because as you point out, there's been a minimal amount of actual live football being played during this training camp.
I'll be anxious to see, like, by the end of the weekend, I'll be anxious to see if guys like Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt got more better work in these two practices coming up than they do in the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
I feel like that they're, for most of the guys that you're talking about, Rich, especially the offensive linemen, you know, all the guys that weren't in bubble wrap in week one, there is going to be a normal crescendo that you're building to in the preseason with these guys. One quarter first game, two quarter second game, into the early second half of the third game. But there are certain guys where it's just, okay, those are the rules for players 16 through 90, and then there's these guys who play by their own set of rules. If they don't play Deshaun Watson more than a series again against the 49ers, I'm totally cool with that. If they, in the third game against the Rams, same thing, cool with that as well. And I know it may run contrary to what we saw out of practice today because Deshaun did not look good at practice today. So who knows? Maybe O'Brien feels like, man, maybe I do need to get him some more live reps. But those two knees are the two most valuable knees
they
in this
are.
Entire city.
But as spectacular as he was for a brief stretch last season, he needs reps. He's a young player lacking in reps. And if he's healthy enough to take the first team reps, I'm all for that. And even though we had a little fun last week, I wanted to see JJ in Kansas City. I get it. If JJ or if 99 and 90 don't see the field in the preseason, I'm okay with that. I'll be a little disappointed, but I'm certainly okay with them treating these guys who they already know what they have. They already know what their knowledge of the system is and how to be, you know, succeed in this system.
Yeah.
If those guys aren't out there till the curtain goes up on September 9th in New England, that's okay.
JJ, I'm not worried about. The Clowney thing is still really weird to me. JJ did everything today, by the way. Like, he was out there in all the drills and running around, and he was you wouldn't have known he was coming back from a knee injury if you were watching today, based on A, how he moved, and B, how they used him in the practice today. The Clowney thing is just weird at this point. He was in there for the first handful of drills today.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, just the drills where they kind of grab ass with each other.
Yeah, the
you
team
know,
drills.
The team yep. But there, it's not even like full motion. It's like total slow motion drills. He was out there. And then he split. Like, he and Hopkins both, like, they
solo work on the side?
No, they weren't. I didn't even see them around on the side. I don't know where they went. I may have been missing something. So, you know, maybe they were on the side. I was joking with the In the Loop guys. Like, I think they just went out to the parking lot to smoke like it was in high school. They just skipped class the rest of the day. Let's just go out here and bust out a pack of Marlboros and, you know, see if Coach finds us out here.
Like I said, I want to see those guys, but I'm okay if I don't because I get it.
Yeah. Yep. So, salty Bill O'Brien today. He was angry. The team lives to fight another day tomorrow out of practice. No open practice tomorrow, but the 49er practices are open, I believe. The okay. Niners arrive in town fairly soon. And we'll be out there on Thursday.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that should be fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.